Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
11 minutes after 4 o'clock, Jordana and Paul, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day. We appreciate you coming along for the ride. And next hour, we talk about recent outbreaks of violence against Republican candidates.
So we'll get into the food fight later, but now we're talking about being kind to each other, helping each other out.
Look, I mean, last year it was Harvey. This year it was Florence. And then Michael. I mean, it sounds like a bad family reunion,
right?
All these
sort of
names.
Like the Partridge Family.
Yeah, only worse.
Now, Florence was the Brady Bunch. She was the maid on the Brady Bunch, right?
Really?
Wasn't her name Florence?
I've watched a lot of documentaries growing up. A lot of PBS. You watched the Brady Bunch? Okay. I remember.
We digress.
The bottom line, a lot of people need help right
now.
Yes,
that's the truth.
And, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of American families have been impacted by Florence and then a double whammy with Michael, in many cases impacting some of the same areas. So what can you do about it? Well, there's a telethon going on right now on CCO TV. There are some things you can do. Whatever your heart tells you to donate, if anything, they could sure use your help. And
joining us now is Megan Rozek. She is the regional disaster officer for the Red Cross. Joining us on the line. Hi, Megan.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
Megan, where is the need greatest? Is it Florida Panhandle? I know Panama City, it looks like a buzzsaw tornado went through there, but the damage extends up into Georgia and the Carolinas. Where is the need greatest, and what is the greatest need right now? Is it cash? Is it blood transfusions?
Absolutely. Well, our hearts go out to everybody who's been impacted by all of these disasters, not only in the past month, but really across the entire year. There are so many disasters happening every day. So you say, where is the need greatest? That's a really difficult question to answer because, you know, we see today with the flooding in Texas, and even here in Minnesota, we have house fires every day that the Red Cross is out responding to. So that's why we're doing this telethon today for disaster relief in general. We would love to have people donate to make sure we're at all of those disasters. Of course, we are happy to let people designate to Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Florence, or any other disaster that's close to their heart as well. But what we're doing right now on the ground is really helping with those basic needs. Like you said, Hurricane Michael was absolutely devastating. It was like a 70-mile wide tornado went through about 200 miles, and it's just incredible. So we're there offering shelter for people who don't have a home to go back to, hot meals, water, because in a lot of these areas, there's no power, there's no water, and we're also getting critical health needs met with medications and medical equipment. So we're really getting into those communities as fast as we can. We're actually using the National Guard to help us get into some of these really hard-hit neighborhoods to get those emergency supplies on the ground.
Megan, you shared some interesting stats. $15 provides one tarp for one family. $20 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one person. $50 covers the cost to provide a parent with diapers, wipes, formula for an infant. $100 covers the cost of Red Cross cleanup kits for five families. $200, a full day of food and shelter for a family of four. One of the texters had, an appropriate question. What percentage of every dollar donated to the Red Cross actually reaches victims of Florence and Michael?
That's a great question. And 91 cents of every dollar goes directly to those programs and services and the people on the ground in Hurricane Florence and Michael and affected by disasters. The Better Business Bureau has a benchmark of 65 cents of every dollar. is a good rating. So we well exceed that with 91 cents on the dollar. And one of the ways that we do that is that more than 90% of our workforce is volunteers. So right now we've got about 1,500 volunteers on the ground helping with these hurricanes. And of those volunteers, we've got more than 40 Minnesota Red Crossers on the ground right now.
Well, let's talk about volunteering, because I know you want money and you want blood, and that's great. We can do that here in Minnesota. But what if we want to ratchet it up and we want to be the boots on the ground? How do we get involved in the Red Cross that, so we get sent to areas like this that help?
The Red Cross is always looking for our next great volunteers. We are right now only sending people who are trained specifically for the activities that are needed on the ground right now in Red Cross advanced skills. But we're always accepting volunteers to help out, not only in these disasters around the country, but also right here at home. The Red Cross responds to more than 500 house fires right here in Minnesota every single year. And that takes a lot of volunteers to get that job done.
So do you guys offer free classes to train regular folks like me to be able
Absolutely.
To respond?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's great.
Megan, when the power goes out here, severe thunderstorm, blizzard, you know, the power might be out for a few hours, maybe a day or two. I don't think most of us, including me, have an appreciation for what it's like when the power is out for weeks.
Are you kidding? When we don't have Wi-Fi, we go nuts.
That's
right.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
We're so spoiled.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But can you just kind of set the stage for what it's like down there right now, especially Panama City? We've seen the pictures, the video. Mm. You just shake your head. But what is it really like being down there now for these families that have, many of them have lost everything?
It's almost impossible to imagine, and you're right. Not only have families lost all of their belongings, but in unfortunately many cases, we've lost lives as well. But even just having the power out can make such an impact, especially when you think about Florida. Their temperatures are in the high 80s. So as people are working on rebuilding and cleaning up, there's not air conditioning. It's extremely hot and humid, and they don't have access to even the most basic things because there are no grocery stores. They're closed because they were also wiped out.
Right.
So it's a really difficult situation down there, and it's going to be for many, many weeks to come.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Megan. Once again, the number is 1-800-542-9226, 1-800-542-9226. You can visit WCCO.com to log in and give some money to the Red Cross, or you can text Red Cross, all one word, Red Cross, to 90999, and that will make a $10 donation. I'm Megan Rozek. She is the Regional Disaster Officer for the Red Cross. We really appreciate what you do, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much. And to add one more tidbit,
yes.
Right now we have a match going on. So API Group was extremely generous to give us a match. So you can actually double the power of your dollar right now. So give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Thanks to the API Group.
Thanks, Megan. Yes, and to the API
Very
Group.
Generous.
Definitely.
Thank you, Megan. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
And as usual, the listeners are smarter than I. Of course, Alice was the maid. Ann B. Davis was Alice. Florence Henderson was Mrs. Brady.
I was wondering where you were going.
I was getting
with
the Florence in there somewhere. I'm like, all right, there's a Florence Brady Bunch connection, and my brain did not make it. But yes, you guys are so smart.
It's good thing we're not operating that nuclear power plant, Jordina.
I know, right? Thank God this
What's
is
this
just
button
a talk
do
show?
Here? Oh, that's not the right button.
You going to do a little weather therapy for us?
Yeah, let's bask in the afterglow of what was a picture postcard perfect day. Let's babble about the winter to come.
So nice.
NOAA came out with a winter outlook. I know you're
great. Can we just be in the moment?
It's been canceled.
Winter, fantastic.
We're going to go right to spring.
I need snowboarding.
Details in weather therapy coming up next on CCO. Forecast calls for more Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It's that kind of day. I took the girls for a walk, the dog around the lake this morning. It's just that kind of day. You just want to be outside all day looking at the leaves.
Didn't the dog really take you for a walk?
She certainly did, yes. All 4 pounds of her.
She's it's amazing how that works.
Puppy, so she's Dave Lee. So she's still sort of crazy on the leash, but it was a good day.
Yeah?
It was a good day.
It, I mean, autumn in Minnesota and the upper Midwest is phenomenal. And
beautiful.
I try explaining that to folks on the East Coast, and they look at me deer in the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is as good as it gets, and I don't see any big storms in sight. NOAA, The National Weather Service folks came out with the winter forecast based on a brewing El Nino warm phase in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. They are predicting a milder than average winter for much of the northern U.S. and the western U.S., including
Minnesota. Yeah, but do we really
Minnesota.
Trust those guys?
Yeah, well,
you can say yes.
You know what? I mean, more times than not, they're pretty close to the market.
Okay.
Is it perfect? No. Is it ever going to be perfect? No. Again, it's not like predicting the stock market, which is perfect,
yeah,
right?
But I like what they're saying.
Well, based on El Nino, which is happening, the Pacific is warming up. And usually when we have an El Nino, not every time, but most El Ninos, the winds aloft are west to east. The prevailing jet stream winds come in from Seattle much of the winter, not the whole winter, but there is a strong zonal flow, and that tends to keep the coldest air bottled up to our northern Canada. We'll still get Arctic fronts. We're still going to have eye-watering cold from time to time. It's going to snow, although I don't think we're going to get 78 inches of snow.
Hmm. We'll have to make it then.
I will wash and wax your minivan in my lederhosen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bet. We know what happens, Dan, when
that's
people
a bad
make
video.
Bets
that's a
about
bad video.
Washing and waxing and lederhosen.
Is that how Williams ended up washing campers?
That's exactly how Williams ended up washing campers. He never wore the Speedo, though.
Which is, you know, the benefit for everybody.
Was that part of the deal, Speedo?
I said it was until his wife Brenda called me and said, Jordana, you better shut that down.
There Jordana no sort of Speedo. Volunteered that, and John never really agreed to it, but Jordana sort of insisted that that should be part of it, and then Mrs. Williams insisted that it not be part of it.
Well, that would have broken the internet.
It would have broken society.
Well, you guys just heard him talk about his lederhosen.
Yeah,
so
but it's not
lederhosen.
The same lederhosen thing as a Speedo.
Slightly different than a Speedo.
Lederhosen is, it's a notch or two better. Maybe not. Today, some interesting research came out. Tornado Alley appears to be shifting east. We're seeing more big, violent tornadoes in Dixie Alley, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, parts of the Midwest, Indiana, Hoosier Alley, in parts of, that's different than Hoosier Daddy.
Okay.
Hoosier Alley is the Midwest. And the reason for this, and I kind of scratched my head and I dug into the research, the Plain States are drying out. Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, traditional tornado alley is drier. And these tornadoes tend to form along the dry line, which is the dividing line between dry air and wet, moist Gulf air. And that dry line appears to be shifting eastward over time. So now Arkansas, along the Mississippi River, either side of the Mississippi, getting many of the big violent tornadoes that used to spin up in Oklahoma. They're still seeing tornadoes, but if you look at the data, something may be going on. There's an apparent eastward shift in Tornado Alley. By the way, you sent me this link and it got my attention, got me off my couch. Trouble is brewing for the world's beer drinkers.
That's a problem.
A warmer climate set to cause dramatic price supply shortages,
it's a problem.
According to new research. Sick about this.
That'll get people to get into solar. My goodness, no more beer? Forget about it.
Extreme heat waves and droughts increasingly damaging the global barley crop. So barley may become scarcer. Key brewing nations forecast to be among the worst hit. Belgium, the Czech Republic, and Ireland, the countries that grow these hops and barley. So I don't know. Will that affect the quality of life for
mine,
many people?
Mine, yeah. I like beer. I like beer.
You like beer?
I really like beer.
Beer.
Do you?
Beer.
I like beer.
I like beer. And I want to give the president credit where credit is due. Did you see the 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl on Sunday?
Did.
She asked him about climate change. And he said, previously he said it was a hoax. He said he no longer believes that climate change is a hoax. Quote, this is from the president, but I don't know that it's man-made. I will say this. I don't want to give trillions and trillions of dollars. I don't want to lose millions and millions of jobs. Trump was asked specifically about the destruction from recent hurricanes in the Southeast. He said, quote, I'm not denying climate change, but it could very well go back. So maybe I'm wishing things into this that I'm not seeing.
It's a little, it's an inkling of
knowledge. He is evolving his position.
And we respect evolving positions.
Absolutely. Based mm-hmm. on the data and the evidence, you're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to evolve your position. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, something's happening. Is it man-made? And Vice President Pence pretty much saying the same things. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to cost millions of jobs.
No, there's millions of new jobs in emerging industries.
If we're smart, this will actually be a net positive and add more jobs, good-paying, clean, renewable energy tech jobs. So what worries me is that if we don't go faster, turn up the dial faster, China is going to get those new jobs and new technology, or Finland or Israel, places where they don't debate the science. Mm-hmm. They debate the solutions. What should we do? Should we put a price on carbon? So anyway, but again, we're quick to jump on the president.
That's very generous.
I want to give him credit for seemingly evolving his position on this.
We respect that.
We'll see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. When you know better, you do better.
Let's debate policy. Let's not debate science.
So one company got in trouble for calling one of its products man size. I bet you want to know what it is, ooh, right? We will tell you up next in Beyond the Headlines on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So you definitely piqued my interest.
Man size?
We can't say man size now.
You have anything in your life that you refer to as man size? Okay, don't answer. Don't answer.
How about this weather we're having, Jordina?
Right, a man-sized tornado. I don't know. Well, the answer to my question is Kleenex. Kleenex is the company.
Okay.
It's rebranding its man-sized tissues. I guess they had tissues they called man-size. There were cries of sexism from consumers. So Kleenex said, we hear you. We feel you. We're now going to call them Kleenex Extra Large. Kleenex Extra Large. The product hit the shelves. Kleenex are 60 years old. Can you believe that? Kleenex are, and they're not just a brand. They're an icon. You don't say, give me a tissue. Sometimes you say, give me a Kleenex.
It's like Band-Aid.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not just a brand name. It's a thing. It's an item. You say, give me a Kleenex. So generally, they don't mess around with their branding too much, but they tried to do the man size branding. People said it suggests or endorses gender inequality. And they have backed off and they said Kleenex for men is not going to fly. So we're just going to do the Kleenex extra large.
So what do you you're a feminist.
Yeah,
right?
You know, like stuff like that doesn't get my ire going. No, I don't really.
This doesn't disturb the matrix here for you?
For me, this is like everybody just take a step back and a deep breath.
Step back, step away just from the man-sized Kleenex.
Just chill out and laugh at it. I mean, that's whatever.
It's like an episode of The Onion.
Whatever.
Nebraska's message for tourists. It's not for everyone.
What? Don't come?
I love this.
What?
The Nebraska Tourism Commission unveiled their new slogan yesterday at a Nebraska City conference. The state tourism director told the Omaha World Herald that because Nebraska consistently ranks as the least likely state tourists plan to visit, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know.
The marketing campaign needed to be different. To make people listen, you have to hook them up somehow, this guy said. We had to shake people up. One of the new video ads that will be running next spring opens up with a boy peering through oversized glasses into the camera. The background music is quirky. Then comes a voice. Nebraska is kind of like that odd kid. Didn't say much in school.
Come on.
Slightly peculiar,
that's
maybe.
That's not real.
But when you took the time to get to know him, turned out he was pretty interesting.
Oh, my God.
Nebraska, it's not for everyone.
Okay. All right. I'm not coming. I'm not coming. Panasonic has designed avant-garde headgear to keep you in your space in line at the office.
What?
They're called, get this, human horse blinders. They've created human horse blinders that keep office workers from being distracted. They're designed to create psychological personal space. They're literally, okay, think about a giant headband that wraps around the back of your head and goes past your eyes, you know, over your ears and past your eyes, literally like blinders. And they're said for those who work in open floor plans, you know, now like the open concept
office
is all the craze, so everybody can see each other and it
nobody has real privacy.
Fosters
right.
cohesiveness. That's right. We don't have cubicles anymore. So people are getting distracted and are not focusing on their work. So now it's a wearable device is hoping to aid in concentration by limiting your sight and your hearing. It has noise-canceling technology and controls your view. Human-size horse blinders keep you from being distracted. You wearing them?
Is this still America?
It's a thing. I know. It's a thing. It's insane.
Are they doing this in Saudi Arabia?
You might need...
North Korea?
I don't think you're forced to wear them. I think in Saudi Arabia you might be forced to wear them.
How about just super glue my forehead to the laptop, right?
Then we'd get you to focus.
Who thinks of this stupid stuff?
Panasonic.
No. No, I ain't.
It's good. It's so good.
Yesterday, we talked a lot about the legalization of recreational pot in Canada. And under the heading of full disclosure and keeping an open mind, the risk of car crashes is rising in states where marijuana has been legalized. This is the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The last thing in the world we want is to introduce another legal substance where we may be adding to that toll and to the carnage on our highways, said David Harkey, president of this institute. With marijuana impairment, we're just now starting to understand what we don't know. The study claims that after sales of recreational cannabis began, collision insurance claims in Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington State were 6% higher.
Oh, wow.
Than in nearby states where marijuana is still illegal. The bottom line of all this is that we are seeing a consistently higher crash risk in those states that have legalized pot for recreational purposes. I think we can all agree. Nobody should be driving impaired.
Absolutely.
And if you drive impaired and you're caught, you should...
You're an idiot.
Well, you should be fined or go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Just like drunk driving.
Right.
You should
just
not
like
be
alcohol.
Doing it. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. This is an actual headline. I'm going to read it verbatim. Sex-crazed fish becoming super horny because of huge levels of antidepressants in water supply.
What?
Actual headline. It's from the Mirror. Okay, it's from the Mirror. But get this. Prozac, it's an antidepressant in humans. It's making fish want to reproduce more. Monash University found this. Animals that were given the drug in a tank in a lab spent more time chasing females than those that weren't. Who thinks of these studies? Hey, let's throw a bunch of fish in a tank and then throw a bunch of Prozac in there and see what happens. It's very strange. How they get funding for this, I have no idea. The fish that were given higher dosage showed more frequent copulatory behavior. That's what it says in the study. Spent more time pursuing females, he described. In one-on-one mating trials, males with a high level of Prozac, I can't read.
Yeah. We get the idea. I see where you're going with this.
A significant positive correlation was detected in control fish. Between activity levels in a maze and those. So others spent time in a maze. Others spent time on the dating scene on fish Tinder swiping. What do you swipe left when you want to?
You know what's going through my mind? Is it limited to fish?
Maybe that's what they were trying to find.
But there
find
are a lot of crazed people out there right now.
Because I guess what their whole point in this was that a lot of antidepressants and certainly ones
in the
that
lakes.
Are, yes,
but
correct.
Is it in our water supply? Is it in the drinking water?
Or they're
water?
Getting flushed down the toilet. It's going through the sewage system. You know, even stuff that is expired. So they had to test it on fish to see what's happening. And, you know, we know what's happening. It's making them horny. Good luck.
This might account for Washington, D.C., what's happening
Good luck.
In the swamp. Okay, some serious news. This from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. government ended the 2018 fiscal year with flat revenue and the biggest budget deficit in 6 years. According to the U.S. Treasury, the budget deficit, $779 billion, in the fiscal year that ended in on September 30th, Jordana. That's a 17% increase from the 2017.
I'd rather hear about sex-crazed fish. You're bringing
me down here. President Trump asked his cabinet secretaries to cut their budgets by 5% next year. Republicans blame Democrats, saying they're resistant to cutting spending on social programs. Democrats point the finger at the GOP's massive tax cut. A deficit of this magnitude in an economy this strong is historically unprecedented, according to Jason Furman, an economic policy professor at Harvard. This according to the Wall Street Journal. Republicans haven't talked much about the deficit or the federal debt since President Trump took office. That's all they talked about when Barack Obama was in the Oval Office. And I found it interesting, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said on Tuesday of this week the only way Congress could lower the federal deficit would be to cut entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Oh, you're in dangerous territory now, my friend.
Good luck with that. Mr. McConnell made no mention of the $1.5 trillion tax plan he instituted. Nancy Pelosi of California reacted to McConnell's comments by saying the rising deficit is a direct result of the GOP tax cut enacted last December.
Way to bring us down there. We were having so much fun with Beyond the Headlines. And then you just right down into the swamp.
We have to squeeze some real news into this.
Totally get it.
I'm so sorry. I'll do better tomorrow or not.
Time now is 4:48. Paul, that is a Wixon Jewelers time check. Here, you want to read this, sir?
Really?
Yeah, please.
I want to hear more about the horny fish.
Me too.
It's 4:48. Shop the latest Swiss watch designs with special event pricing at Wixon Jewelers Watch Fair on October 26th and 27th. Paul and Jordana, better known as Diane.
I like Paul Dana.
Paul Dana.
I like it.
Hey, look, I have a son in the Navy, so this is near and dear to my heart. We certainly value all our veterans. Doesn't matter when you fought, how you served, male, female, where you're from originally. Thank you for stepping up to defend our nation. They are some of America's bravest, hardest-working men and women, and it's hard to really show them the appreciation they deserve. When back home, out of uniform, they're more camouflaged than ever. There is a campaign that's ongoing. It's called Greenlight a Vet, to establish visible national support for our veterans. All you have to do, change one light on your house or apartment or condo to the color green. The website is greenlightavet.com. Check it out. Consider changing one light bulb to green to show your support, to show our support for their service.
We also want to remind you that we're partnering with the Red Cross today and WCCO-TV to raise some money for all of our friends, our neighbors, our fellow Americans affected by the most recent wave of hurricanes. There is a donation match now from Federated. Last hour, I think it was API. Now it is Federated Insurance. The match is up to $1,000. So you can call or text in. You can go on WCCO.com. You could call 1-800-542-9226 to make a donation. And there was also a text line that I will have to get back to you on the text line. But 1-800-542-9226 is the number you can call and make a donation. And thank you to Federated Insurance. You have it. They have matched up to $10,000 this hour. Isn't that sweet?
Yes, absolutely. Next hour, Jor, incivility reaches a whole new threshold here.
It's unbelievable.
With physical violence in recent days, two Republican candidates for the House of Representatives
here in Minnesota. Right. Here in Minnesota, this is happening.
Have been assaulted.
Is, completely insane.
And what the heck
physically
is going on?
Physically assaulted.
Right.
People need to understand these are people physically attacking, you know, people that are running for office.
I realize passions are heated, tensions haven't been this high in a long time.
My goodness,
but
it's so horrible.
Really, we've come to this?
It's really, and look, it hasn't just happened. This has been going on now. In California, a person attempted to stab a GOP congressional candidate with a switchblade. Ted Cruz, Kirstjen Nielsen, Mitch McConnell have all been chased away from public places. Just most recently, there was that ricin, that white powder that was sent to the Pentagon. So these threats are real. They're harsh. They're dangerous. And we're experiencing this here in Minnesota. And we're going to speak with State Representative Sarah Anderson.
One of the two that was assaulted recently. So we find out what really happened. We want to get your input next on CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.